I think testament to Bobby. We know what Bobby gives us, but I think it was about a team effort that at a stage of the game when I think most people felt that it was petering out to a draw, that I thought we showed enough determination and will to want to go and win it. And we'd had a couple of opportunities before that, Solly Marsh and a couple of crosses, and I think testament to a group of lads that very much wanted to win the game. Yes, certainly a good timing for us, but Bobby's been good so far, and what we've been fortunate with is that because of our form, Bobby wasn't up to speed come the pre-season, which we knew, so we knew it was going to take a little bit of time, and fortunately for us, we've been able to use him in a good way. But he also gives the team and the club a good presence, and that's without seeing, you know, what he gave us in that final 20 minutes when he came on, and exactly what we needed.
You're 4 points clear at the top of the table now. Do you look at things like that?
I think of course you do, but you are always conscious of the next game, and you're always conscious that there's such an incredibly long way to go. And I think this moment we still haven't reached. I think we're almost there, but we still haven't reached a quarter of the season so far. Lots of twists and turns. All I am at the moment is just really delighted in our approach to this first part of the season. And with that approach, you hope that you get the points and the wins that you want. Fortunately for us, that we have, but we watched Bristol City win last night, and it hits home to you. You know, it's another tough game on Tuesday.
Is there still more to come from your players this season? Do you think the squad is still getting better?
I think what will happen over a season always is that you're going to be tested with perhaps a loss of form, injuries, suspensions, and I think they're the things that determine how well a team do. You know, you look at a Bournemouth last season in this division that were the best team, and I thought they were outstanding, but they went through almost an injury-free season, and sometimes you need that little bit of fortune. So there'll be lots of things that will test us, but at this minute we're a good side. I think we deserve to be where we are at this particular moment, and we've won games in different ways, which is something that's really pleasing.
Do you think it's going to be a tough up from now, because you've maybe been a little bit of a surprise package right in this season, whereas you think teams might now start sitting deep and trying to stop you?
No, I don't necessarily see it being any tougher than what it already is. You know, what we have done is that we've gone through a very good period, and what you want to do is you want to try and keep that going as long as you can. We're going to have bad days, there's no doubt about it. We're going to have unfortunate days, we're going to have suspensions, you're going to have injuries. These are the normal things that happen to every team, and it's how you could cope with that. And that's the big test for us. At this moment, we're playing well, and I think we deserve to be where we are. And you just want that to continue into the next game, and when that next game finishes, the next game after that. But at the moment, I think we deserve to be where we are.
And I guess some days you get a bit of luck, like the injury, really. I guess they may even themselves out over the course of the season.
Yes, suspensions, injuries, a little bit of fortune. You know, deflected goals, and so they're the things that generally, you know, a team that finishes in a certain position at the end of the season finishes there because that's where they deserve to finish. But as I said, we haven't even reached a quarter of the season yet, so that's always the daunting one. That whenever somebody speaks well of you, you only have to look at the amount of games played and the amount of games not played and realise there's an incredible long way to go.
That's Gordon
Greer. I think he's okay. He felt his knee. I don't think it's anything. And I think, to be fair to him, he's captain. He's experienced. And I think the last thing that he wanted to do was put himself in a position where he perhaps makes a mistake, you know, because he was feeling it. So he made the right decision at the right time. But I don't think it's anything too serious.
Confidence is a key factor, obviously, Chris. and your players must be, theirs must be growing by the game, isn't it, having set the club record for starts of the season already?
Yeah, well, they certainly are confident, and I think you can gain confidence in different ways, and probably the contrast between our last game and today was that our last game at home to Cardiff was arguably our best performance of the season, but it's a game we didn't win, a game we drew, and today probably we wasn't at our best, and we've managed to win today. So I think we've got, at the moment, we've got a little bit of that willingness to want to fight through to the end and get a result, and I think certainly getting goals at the periods of the game that we did today, I think that certainly gives you, or certainly should give the team a lot of confidence.
It's a good trait to have, isn't it, winning games when you're not at your best?
Yes, and I think you always want to play well, and generally our level of performance this season has been quite good, but it's absolutely impossible to sustain that over a season. It is impossible, and you just hope that when you're not at your best, that you can show enough to at least not lose games. And probably